Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
And welcome to another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Gil Tyree, and of course, our monthly visit with the good doctor, Dr. Amy J., is ahead, but just a couple of notes before we get started with Dr. Amy J. Sports items to pass on to you. First of all, tonight, we have Monday Night Football. It'll be the San Diego Chargers against the Denver Broncos. Right now, only one undefeated team, folks, in the National Football League, and it resides in the great city of Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons, 6-0, and of course, they beat the Oakland Raiders yesterday, 23-20. Also, tonight, game two of the National League Championship Series, the St. Louis Cardinals lead 1-0 by virtue of their victory over the San Francisco Giants. It is a travel day for the American League Championship Series, where the Detroit Tigers have a 2-0 lead over the New York Yankees. And of course, right now, the Yankees are pretty much in a world of hurt, losing their captain, shortstop Derek Jeter, to a fractured ankle in game one on Saturday. He will probably opt for surgery, and that will be a lengthy period of rehab. But he is expected to be available when the Yankees start spring training come February. So those are the good housekeeping items we're going to take care of in terms of the world of sports to keep you up abreast on what's going on. But now we shift and we join Dr. Amy J. We say good afternoon and we say good morning to you, Dr. Amy J. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Gil. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm a little stiff right now. I need a Dr. Amy J. Consultation, and then
we have
to get back.
But we got to change it so you're more flexible and
get back into that yoga mindset. But today we're going to talk about change. What do we? You know, change encompasses so many things. Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And exactly what?
And when you have change, there's so many different kinds of change. You could change things in your life, such as relationship, a job, and then also there are habits that need to be changed. Or people want to change, but sometimes they get stuck.
Right.
Change could be something in your personality.
Okay.
Or, you know, in your attitude towards things, which is really important. If you don't have a good attitude and a positive mental attitude, it's great to change it so you do have it. And things like that, no matter what kind of change it is, it could bring on excitement. It could bring on fear. It could bring on insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we get so comfortable that to change something is almost like more of a pain in the butt than not changing it. And so you stay in a comfortable zone. And when you do change, and especially when you take yourself into a zone that's not as comfortable or feels a little uncomfortable, that's where a lot of the growth takes place.
It's 5 minutes past the hour here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com, our toll-free number. And we urge you to utilize the opportunity to talk to Dr. Amy J. today. It's 888-346-9144. Again, 888-346-9144. Our topic of discussion today here with our monthly visit from the good doctor is change. You just use the word fear factor. And what are we fearful of? Do we fear change? Do we fear the aspects of change? Do we fear the opportunity to invoke change in our life, or is it all the above?
I think it's a lot of the above, the different, you know, aspects depending on the person. But I think the biggest thing to combine all of them is the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're miserable in a relationship. I mean, we've had people call in and talk about their relationships that they're in that are completely toxic and painful and not being taken care of in, you know, not healthy,
mm-hmm.
yet they're afraid to change. You know, we've talked to some people about, you know, jobs where they're unhappy in a job, but the fear of quitting, because what if you don't find another job, or what if it's not as much money? You know, things like that are major for people, and that it is fearful. It's human nature to be, you know, feel fear in making changes. But then there's also the kind of change that, let's say you're at a job and you get a great offer somewhere else, there's that excitement. And I really believe that no matter what kind of change we have, we can bring that positive attitude into it and have, you know, beautiful change and not have the negativity in there. And that's one of the things I really want to talk about today, because I think so many people get stuck and they talk about how they want to change things or do something different, or they'll complain about a situation they're in for a long period of time, and they don't do anything about it.
You know, I've always said this, misery loves company.
Absolutely.
And when people are miserable, they want everybody else to be miserable. And we've talked about this on this program many times with you, and I've said this so many times as well. Hurting people hurt people. Okay.
Right.
When people hurt, they're going to hurt other people. And that basically puts up the roadblock to change, because you hear it so many times, and you're absolutely right. People will stay stuck. They get to the point where they don't want to do anything. But they're going to complain. And what's that old saying, Dr. Amy? It's, when you complain, you remain. Okay.
Right.
And you don't want to do anything, and that's the one thing I like about you, because you have always promoted and encouraged people to change. I mean, you know, what are you going to do to fix it? You know, I mean, in your classes, what are you going to do to get yourself better? What are you going to do to get yourself in a mindset that's going to take you to where you want to go? I've said this to you many times as well. You know, I know what I want because I've been around what I don't want. Okay.
I love that.
And we always, you know, we always have a point of reference. I know I do. And I know you do too as well. And that's what we're trying to get our audience, our global audience, each Monday that we have an opportunity to spend with you to see that. And, again, the number is 888-346-9144. Again, our toll-free number, toll-free, okay? I again say toll-free, 888-346-9144. But talk to me about what you said. You know, how do we get out of that rut? How do we get around people who are toxic? How do we change ourselves? Does it start in? Do we look at videos? Do we listen to Dr. Amy J. ad nauseum? What do we do?
You know, I think, again, for different people, there's a different answer. There are people that will go to church to try to get change. There are people that will kind of wake up one day because they've hit a rock bottom and say, I've had enough, and then begin to make a change. I think the point is that so often we don't think enough of ourselves and have the self-esteem to believe that we can do something. And the coolest thing is that when you do that, number one, that is change of attitude. And you have to have the desire to want to change. I mean, I know someone who's been in a marriage for a very, very long time, 50-some-odd years. And, you know, that was the time where women stayed home and didn't work. And how do you change that? How do you get out of a relationship like that when you don't have money backing you? I mean, obviously you have to have, you know, something so you can go. But then it's taking the steps to make it happen, or finding ways where you can get your independence.
Yeah, but you just touched on what gave them a reason to stay and why they stay miserable is because they're in a codependent relationship.
Exactly.
They're dependent on somebody to fix them. You know, and the thing about it is you cannot depend on somebody. Change has to come from within. It has to come from you. It has to come through your creator and what you're about. Like you talked about, you know, we go to church for change. we look to people who are spiritual for change. We look to people who are very well educated and basically are experts to help us change. So there is someone there who can help us change, correct?
Right. And but it's getting
start,
an influence.
But it has to start with us.
Oh, what did you say?
It has to start with us. You, me,
absolutely.
Everybody.
The desire to want to change or make something different.
Okay.
And there are a lot of, you know, people out there that are very inspiring. But you could also sit, you know, there's people that read every single book to enhance your life, and they still don't do anything. And so then they have to really look within, like you said, look within and find out what is it that's not allowing me to take the first step. And it doesn't mean you have to jump into, you know, 10 feet of water. Start with walking in, taking one step at a time to change where you're at or try something new. You could baby step it, but you got to take a step and you got to do something different and you got to talk to some people that will help you or that are in your situation. That's why there's also support groups around, you know, to help you. And it is. It's not, change is not necessarily an easy thing. But at the same time, you know, for me, one of the things that stand out is the transformation of a butterfly. You see a caterpillar, and all of a sudden, one day they're a butterfly, and they fly, and they're beautiful. And that is, I think, we all have the capability to do that. We just have to go within. And that's where the meditation also comes in and the yoga. It's really important to, you know, step into something different. But something, the meditation gets you into a quiet place so you could contemplate and see, you know, where are you not happy in your life? There's no reason for you not to be happy in your life. There are things that happen that change the situations in our life, like maybe a loved one that passes on.
Right.
But you don't have to sit in that forever. And to be able to look at, you know, the good things that you had with this person and definitely take the time to grieve. I'm not saying jump out and go change and go out dancing, but change the way you think of things, because we don't have a choice what's going to happen to us. But we do have a choice of what we choose to do with it.
Great, great, great. Great point, and we're going to rack that point because I really want to hold that thought because we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. A wonderful conversation today, one of the best conversations we've had with Dr. Amy J. They're all great, but this is a cut above, so to speak. But we're going to take a break. Gabrielle is on hold. We'll get to her, and we want to stack these phone lines here today, 888-346-9144. If you're in London, if you're in Paris, if you're in Istanbul, if you're in Seoul, South Korea, we want you to call us here today, in addition to our great listening audience here in the great United States. We'll be right back after this. 888-346-9144, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Gabrielle, stay on hold. We're going to get to you and more callers here with Dr. Amy J. Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
We're going to have a very, very special program. We're going to catch up with the Gastineau family. You know, the patriarch, Ernie Gastineau, we call him Big Ern, was on this program, one of our original shows, one of the first shows we had. And, of course, the Gastineau name rings a bell. Mark, who was the all-time NFL sacks leader before that record was taken by Michael Strahan, was honored last week in the New York Jets Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor. Mark went in. We're going to catch up with Mark, his sister Kelly, and we're going to talk about their lives and the positive things that have come out of what the Gastineau family has been able to do. Mark is a dear, dear, dear friend of mine who I love to the core of who he is. Okay. And if you Google him, you'll see what he's been through, what he's doing now. He has a great ministry right now. He's turned his life around, and he is a wonderful, wonderful human being. And he and I share a wonderful story on a Native American reservation in the great state of Arizona, that I'm going to bring out on this program. I'm going to talk about him. So next week, we're going to have the full hour with the Gastineau family. Even get, Big Ern on, even try to connect with, other members, Brett, of course, Kelly's husband, Steve Roush, who's an unbelievable human being, but we're going to get everybody on. And we may even, try to connect with Brittany. Okay. So we're just going to have a great show next week. It'll be all about the Gastineaus. I'm trying to line it up, trying to work with them. And also I'm still pursuing our story on Whitney Houston. I have not forgotten about that. We still want to connect with the Houston family when they feel comfortable in doing it. So we're working on that show, and I know because I want to deal with that too. And we've gotten a lot of response on our pancreatic cancer shows and all that and what we're doing in our outreach. So a lot of things going on this year as we move forward to 2013 here on Sports Talk and the Positive Pub. Also, I want to send out condolences to the family of the late senator from the great state of Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter, former district attorney in Philadelphia, a wonderful, wonderful man, okay, a wonderful man. And his legacy will always be for what he did for people in fighting for their rights from a district attorney in Philadelphia to being a United States senator, okay? And he died of lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma yesterday, and we're going to miss him a great, great deal. So those things, those topics of discussion right now as we move forward, and also next week with the Gastineau family, we're going to catch up with them. But we have the great Dr. Amy J. with us. And she's going to join us here until the top of the hour. We're talking about change. Want to hear from you, 888-346-9144. Again, 888-346-9144. What inspires you about change? And we have a caller on hold, Gabrielle. We go to Gabrielle online right now, D. Gabrielle, welcome to the program. Hello, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Gil. I am just calling because I've just been in such a negative state of mind. you know, I saw that the show was going to be on Change, and I just wanted to ask Dr. Amy J, how do we change the negative state of mind?
That's a good question. Well, in fact, she was touching on that throughout. That's a great question. How do you deal with that, Dr. Amy J, huh?
Well, one of the things that I talked about is going into spending some time to just get quiet and go into a meditative state, even if it's for 15 minutes to start, to really feel, you know, what you're feeling and what, you know, needs to be changed. Then I think journaling is phenomenal, to write down, you know, what in your life isn't working for you, what you'd like to change, how you'd like to see that change. And then we could work on the steps to get you towards that. Being a life coach, a lot of the work I do with people is just like that. And then we get to a point where we take you from where you're stuck to where you want to go or what changes you want to be. And again, that's the change of attitude. And it's not always easy, you know, but if we could sit down and write every day, maybe for a week just to start, five things that we're grateful for in our life. What happens is it goes into the subconscious mind, and then we start to think of these things that we're grateful for. And then we realize that actually it's not as bad as maybe we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different techniques to use. Just to let you know, I do Skype and phone life coaching sessions, so that's another option for you too. And the number you'd reach me at is 855-937-2695. Or on Facebook, you could always reach me at Dr. Amy J. So anyone who's out there listening, I'd love you to, you know, friend me at Dr. Amy J. I'm always there to answer questions. And Mr. Gill and I are really trying to get as many people as we can to call in and share, you know, some of their stories or the issues they have, because the bottom line is none of us are alone. So
yeah.
For you, Gabrielle, what do you want to share a little bit more?
Well, I just, you know, I've been working like two or three jobs, and when I say two or three, it's like part-time here, part-time there, and I just never find any time for myself, and just everybody wants me here and there, and just it feels like everything in between is not going right in my life, so I'm just on this really down and out negative feeling where nothing is getting accomplished. And I just need to figure myself out, and I don't know where to begin. But
Dr. Amy, speak to Gabrielle and give her an idea, because she is exactly who we're talking about and who we're talking to today. And this is a snapshot of exactly. And Gabrielle, I'm going to tell you this. You're not alone, and you're going to get through this. And we're so happy that you called this program, because we are an encouraging program, okay? We are about change from within and change in a positive way. That's why we call it Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. That's why we deal with positive issues, because we're looking for solutions. We're not trying to create problems, and we want to help you. Dr. Amy J., speak directly to Gabrielle and what you would recommend, even besides the Skype and just her calling you. But what would you tell her right now?
I would tell her right now to start simple. Otherwise, it becomes overwhelming, which it sounds like you're already overwhelmed. I would make a list and try to make a schedule for yourself so you block out time for yourself. But then you have to really stand with that and do that, almost as that is one of your jobs.
Wow.
Because it's when you do that, you're going to have time to yourself and you're going to be thinking at work much more clearer. The other thing is, it sounds like you have a lot of jobs going on, so I would prioritize and look at, you know, what are you getting from each job and, you know, for your living, you know, money-wise, the job you like. You don't really want to go to jobs that you're miserable at.
Mm-hmm.
But I would suggest first making a list of things that you want to do. That really helps. But where in that, on your schedule that you do, can you make time to fit in time for you? and your life's going to change. Whether you get up a half hour earlier and do some meditation and journaling, whether you do it right before you go to sleep.
It's just, it feels like I don't know where to begin. I guess that's my question. Like, at what point, like, where do I start?
What I think you should do to start is get a journal and start journaling. And what's going to happen is certain things when you're writing come out, and then you could start looking at it and saying, oh, and things will turn a little bit more into something that you can understand. So
let me ask you this, Dr. AJ, and I want to piggyback off of Gabrielle and what she said. When you say journaling, I want you to be a little bit more succinct with Gabrielle. What are the benefits of journaling, and does a journaling serve as a point of reference that she can look back as she navigates her way through what she's dealing with right now?
Right. Well, also in the journaling, you could be making a list of things that you need to do, and then take out of those things the most important things that have to be done.
Okay.
And if there is a way, if you have three jobs, maybe you need to let go of one of them.
You know, as much as I would like to, I am a single mother of three, and there's no way I can, so I need to figure out how to do this.
Gabrielle, stay on hold. We're gonna continue our conversation with her, and we want more conversation, too. And we really appreciate Gabrielle joining our legions of listeners here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on a global audience of VoiceAmericaSports.com. We're here with Dr. Amy J. We're working our way to the bottom of the hour as we work our way to the top of the hour. And, of course, John Inglesby and his program on this great, great platform for talk, positive talk, on VoiceAmericaSports.com. 128 in the east, 1028 out west. We'll be back, 888-346-9144. Again, 888-346-9144. Gabrielle, stay on hold. We're going to continue our conversation with you, and we also want to hear from other listeners out there here today. Amy J., Dr. Amy J., on our program, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. We're also going to give Dr. Amy J.'s information where you can get a hold of her and her website, her Facebook stuff, and all her Twitter as well. So, Dee Davis, our producer here today. We'll be right back. Again, Sports Talk at the Positive Pub on VoiceAmericaSports.com. Gil Tyree in the saddle here today. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Just a couple of housekeeping notes before we get back to our conversation, wonderful conversation about change. We're talking about change here today. A reminder that Dee Davis, our producer out in the Valley of the Sun, out in Phoenix, and out in Tempe, will turn the show around quickly, immediately, after we do it here today. It'll be on demand, and a reminder, we'll have a re-air of this program tonight for our Western time zone, Pacific time zone family. Okay, that's 10 p.m. out west tonight. Okay, west tonight. It'll be 10 p.m. Pacific daylight time tonight. So everybody who is from Los Angeles on the I-5 corridor, down from Seattle on down to San Diego, and also in the Valley of the Sun, because you are on Mountain Standard Time, which is very similar exactly to what Pacific Daylight Time is. So you're on the 10 o'clock, you're in the 10 o'clock time zone. Buddies in Vegas, everybody out there, an opportunity to hear this program. So, because I know it's morning for you guys right now, I know some of you still in bed sleep, and you know, an opportunity to listen to us tonight in prime time out west. Also, next week, the Gastineau family will be aboard. We'll do a special program with Mark Gastineau, his sister Kelly, Daddy Big Earn. It's just going to be a great show, and we want you to listen to that because we're going to deal with a lot of stuff relative to families. Okay, the Gastineau family has a story to tell, and they want to help other people, okay, because they have taken what was a dysfunctional mess in a lot of ways and made it a celebration of great, great things. And they're a wonderful, wonderful family. And we're going to have them aboard. And I'm looking so forward to that because I love them to the core of who they are. And I know a lot of people out in Arizona and Springerville and all up and down, even up in New York and New Jersey, are going to be wanting to listen to that program next week. So we're going to have that aboard. Also, a reminder, too, that we're still working on PositivePub.com, our website. We're still trying to get everything corrected with that because we want to change that. We want to change the look. It's been a labor of love, a work in progress. So just hang with us with that at www.PositivePub.com. We just want to change everything. So we're going to be working on that as well. Dr. Amy J, our guest, we have Gabrielle on hold. We want to hear from you at 888-346-9144. Again, 888-346-9144. We're talking about change. How can people connect with you, Dr. Amy J?
They can connect by going to my Facebook at Dr. Amy J, and I'd love to have as many people join on. I also have a complimentary internet yoga show at AIB, standing for Atlanta Interfaith Broadcasting. It's AIB.com/yoga, and
right,
you could do yoga with me. They're half-hour sessions. It's a great way to start yoga. We have the yoga game, which is out on the market through the holidays. We are selling it from $39.95 to $29.95, and you could just call our office at 855-937-2695, or again, just Facebook me at Dr. Amy J. That's really easy to remember if you're driving and you don't have a pen. And this month is Breast Cancer Month, so any purchases will go, proceeds will go to breast cancer. And other than that, you can find me on Twitter under Positive Energy, the number one. So Positive Energy One.
All right, so that's how you connect with Dr. Amy J. And again, you can call her, too, right now, 888-346-9144, as we work our way to the top of the hour, and John Inglesby with All Around Sports. So until then, you still have us for a final 25 minutes. Gabrielle's been on hold, and we're going to continue our conversation with Gabrielle. Gabrielle, you touched on the fact that, you know, you have a lot going on in your life right now and solutions to that. Relative to trying to get Dr. Amy J to see and provide a roadmap. She talked about journaling. What's some other things, Dr. Amy J, that Gabrielle can do?
I think also even trying some yoga really helps. It clears your mind.
Have
it really
that,
helps
Gabrielle?
Through the body.
Okay.
I think, I'm sorry?
I've been wanting to try it too, so.
Yeah, and go on, again, AIBTV.com/yoga, And you could do it on the internet. There's 8 different classes, and it's great to start out, you know, start out doing yoga. And that is also going to help you clear through your body and your mind and probably give you some answers.
Thank you so much. And you say you do life coaching?
Yes.
All right. I will be in contact with you.
Okay. Did you get that 855 number?
I did.
And, and Gabrielle, also, Amy, you have an email, too. Give her your email address. Did you give that?
My email address is Dr. Amy J. at Positive Energy, the number 4, life.com. That's Dr. Amy J. at Positive Energy for life.com.
At, is it the at sign or AT?
Say that again.
Is it the at sign or AT?
I think it's the at sign. It's the at
sign.
Yeah, Dr. Amy J. and the at sign, positiveenergyforlife.com.
Okay.
And Gabrielle, listen, thanks for calling, and we appreciate your involvement, and we want to say that you're going to beat this, you're going to get through this, and everything's going to be okay.
Yes,
and we want you to pass the word about what we're doing here at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, and you have an open invitation to call us anytime.
Yes,
thank you
please
so much.
Call and let us know in the future how you're doing and that you called, because you're really helping other people out there.
Exactly.
I will.
All right, Gabrielle, one of our callers here today on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Again, our number, our toll-free number, 888-346-9144, and we thank her for calling in. You know, I just want to expand what Gabrielle was talking about. I mean, no situation, Dr. Amy J., is hopeless. And again, we're discussing change here today, and we've gotten some great insight from the good doctor about that. But no situation, I repeat that again, no situation is hopeless, correct?
Correct. Absolutely not. And like I said, we're going to be hit in different directions with great things that happen in our life and things that happen in our life that are challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't have those challenges, we really wouldn't know what the good stuff is. And it's about really not letting go of our belief and having faith and just knowing that around the corner it'll be okay. And we have to believe, you know, that's huge, believing and having faith.
But how do we get people to believe? Because, there was some element in our conversation with Gabrielle, there was some element of pushback as it relates to, when you discussed, journaling and how you're able to write things down, because I think that's a brilliant idea, because I think people need to write down situations. I wish I had done it earlier in my life as it relates to that, because, again, the journaling, you go back to that and it just reinforces what I said earlier. I know what I want because I've been through what I don't want. And what you don't want is what you're talking about, ultimately.
Right.
And it is a point of reference to draw from as we move forward, because we don't want to stay stuck. We want to initiate what we've talked about here today, the C word, in change. And change starts from within. So we want to have a point of reference to draw from.
Right. And it's, like I said, it's the desire to want to change and then look at what we want to change. And a lot of times writing that down on paper actually helps us, because then we could look at it, even if we don't look at it right then, we could go back and look at it and say, wow, there are ways that I can make changes in my life. And the biggest thing is not to give up, and then to surround yourself with people that are in a place where you want to be, that do inspire you, that do motivate you, and do things, take time to do things that make you happy. There's nothing wrong with taking a walk quietly and looking at what's around you, the trees, the water, wherever you are, and just really, it's a way to stop and be able to think and contemplate and take yourself to another place.
And
a lot
I also want to remind
emotions
people,
might even come up. You might start to cry, and it's because
mm-hmm.
There's so much heaviness on us in this economy and, in life and things that happen to us. But, you know, isn't it interesting when we have a bad situation and a month later we're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But in that moment, it's totally taking us into a place that is overwhelming, depressing, discouraging, and it goes away because nothing in life is permanent.
But and I want to also
about what's one thing you would like to change?
What would I like to change?
Yeah, what's one thing you'd like to change?
Oh, there are many things I'd like to change. One, I just want to be able to be. You talk about the ability to walk and do things, you know, and just be able to be free. That's something I want to be free. I want to be able free to work out more. I want to feel free that I can do things that are just, you know, able to from a physical standpoint and from a mental standpoint, from a health standpoint, to get me back in a groove, to take myself to another level, you know.
Right.
And you and I've discussed this many times, to surround myself with people who get it, you know. And you know, I just want to be able to do that. And those are there's a litany of things that I want to do, Doc. And that's why I'm going to get with you on Wednesday, so we can explore that, you know, because like I said, I'm one that needs help. I mean, and I'm sure there are many people out there. We have stacked phone lines, Doc, and we got to take a break. So we got a lot going on. It's less about me and more about our callers. We got Dorothy on hold calling us from here, from the great city of Atlanta. We have some more people on hold as well. And Dee, our producer, Dee Davis, is urging me to take a break because we want to get everybody in as we work our way to the top of the hour, because we want them to sample this gift we have, this angel we have, and Dr. Amy J. So, Dorothy, I want you to stay on hold. We have a few other callers who are online as well. 888-346-9144 as we work our way to the top of the hour. Dee Davis, we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Sports Talk on the Positive Pub on Voice America Sports, the worldwide leader in Internet radio. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests the chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports. If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
All right, 45 minutes past the hour. Just a reminder, up top, we'll join John Inglesby, All Around Sports, and he'll have a great program for you. That's 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's 11 a.m. out West. We're here with Dr. Amy J. on Sports Talk in the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree. We got a lot of callers online at 888-346-9144. We go to Atlanta. And Dorothy, you're on the air with Dr. Amy J. Good morning to you for our Pacific Time Zone audience, and good afternoon to you for those of us who are here in the East. Hello.
Hello. Dr. Amy?
Yes. Hi, Dorothy.
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What do you want to share with us about change or yoga?
Well, I wanted to ask your thoughts about change. I just tuned into the program, so I really haven't heard what you've talked about so far, but I wanted to know your thoughts about change that occurs from when you lose a loved one, from passing away, whether it be your mother, your father, or siblings, or a partner. So I would like to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, one of the things is it's a huge change when someone passes on, and a lot of times we hold on to that and grieve. Grieving is huge in the process, but we don't want to stay, you know, that person that passed probably wants you to go on with your life and live happy and do things that honor yourself. So, you know, one of the things is I would say if you're stuck in that place of losing someone and you can't seem to change, you know, where you're at, that's one of the things I was talking about, changing attitude. And sometimes we have to push ourselves to do things that we don't want to do. In other words, get yourself out a little bit. Talk to different people. Sometimes if you're really, really stuck in it and, you know, time goes by and you can't seem, you don't want to ever forget and you never really want to let go of the love, you know, the loved one that passed on. But it's really, really important for us to take the time and do things for ourselves so we can grow and have the opportunity to possibly, you know, have someone else in our lives that not create us to forget, but create us to have happiness. Does that make
and also
sense?
A reminder too that we're going to join them, you know, in eternal life. I mean, that's a guarantee. And I tell people all the time, until we see you again. And that's something that I've always said, and I'm very, very truthful about it. I mean, I really believe that. And, you know, we're here at a certain time, at a certain place. We all transition. And that's exactly what I think death is transition. And we need to understand that. Yes, it's sad that they leave this aspect of life, but there is eternal life that we have to look forward to. And I think so many people need to embrace that even more. And Dorothy, we thank you so much for a great question and a great phone call. And we thank you for joining us here in Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. We have liners, we have callers stacked up for you, Dr. Amy J. Let's go to Tara, also in Atlanta. Tara, you're in the air with Dr. Amy J. Hello.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm great. So I met Amy through this radio show. I called in and then I spoke with you after calling you, and I made some appointments. And I just want to say I've been able to make change by going to Amy as my personal trainer. And I wanted to thank you for that because I feel so much more energy. And the change that I couldn't do myself, you've really been able to help me do. Like the motivation that I don't have, I have it now. And once
just
I saw the change,
go ahead, Tara. I'm sorry.
Once I saw the change in my body, and it's difficult. But once I saw the change in my body, it's giving me the motivation. But it's just still hard to get to the place where you want to go hire someone to help you.
Well, Tara, that's
and I will say that watching you change physically, mentally, emotionally. And it includes spiritually as well. You made a decision. You made a phone call. We started working, and you were so disciplined, which you had told me before that you had no discipline. You were so disciplined, and you then made it a priority. And that's one of the things that I'm talking about with, you know, people out there that need to make a change. They need to make it a priority and make a decision that this is what's important to them. They want to change whatever's going on in their life for you, you know, the weight and feeling better about yourself. And I thank you so much for calling and sharing that with everybody, because really I give my all when I work with people.
Well, that's obvious, and Tara is definitely the beneficiary of that, and just a wonderful testimony. And we want to thank Tara for calling us here today. But, you know, for Tara, that individual opportunity came because she connected with you. She talked about that, how she called you and what have you. People out there on who are listening on globally right now, Dr. Amy J., how can people connect with you?
They could connect with me by Facebook. Just go to Dr. Amy J. We just made a Facebook page just for that, so people could connect with me. And if they're not by a pen or can't write it down, go to Dr. Amy J. and then just write me, and then we'll connect. Or you can dial 855-937-2695 or email at Dr. Amy J. at the @ positiveenergy4life.com. And just remember, it's Dr. Amy J., and we all want to have positive energy for life. So it's a pretty easy email to get to. And I would check out the yogagame.net. It's a phenomenal tool to learn yoga, and proceeds are going to breast cancer this month. It is breast cancer Susan Komen month, and we want to get to that cancer. I don't care what the cancer is, what part of your body, but it's taking us down, and it is mind-blowing. So I hope to hear from more people.
And that's what we're looking for, you know. And again, the opportunity to connect with you here on Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. You know, you got on me last month about our about normally letting you to have the final word. Dr. Amy J., you have the final word. You got 3 good minutes right now to wrap up and kind of surmise what we talked about here today relative to change.
There's my again. See, I have to change that. Do not be afraid of change. Delve into it. It actually could be one of the most phenomenal things in your life, and it's exciting, it's different, and it's new. And my positive thought for that for the day is, remember, we don't have a choice what happens to us, but we do have a choice how we want to deal with that. And that is the change you need to make, is taking to a positive mindset, a positive attitude, and then share it with other people. And love yourself. That's where it all begins.
And we were talking about change today, and as you basically kind of put a bow on what we talked about, what did we learn from Dr. Amy J. today about change? You got 2 good minutes.
I'm hoping that we learned not to be afraid, that there is a fear factor in there because it's the unknown. I'm hoping that we've inspired people out there to step into something different for themselves, especially if where they're at isn't working. It doesn't mean that everybody has to change. If your life is working and things are good, you don't necessarily need change.
Listen, we got, again, we're stacked with phone calls. I'm going to sneak in one, D. Crystal,
okay,
from Colorado. You're on the air with Dr. Amy J. Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, you're on with Dr. Amy J. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Crystal.
How are you?
Good.
My cousin told me to call you.
Is there something in your life that you'd like to change?
Financial.
All right, financial, quickly on that. Can she call you directly? Give her your number right now so she can have a private conversation with you off air, because we're about ready to wrap up our show here today.
Okay, yeah, just call me, Crystal, at 855-937-2695, and we'll go over what your situation is and help you to the next level.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Crystal, thank you.
You,
and we thank you. We're sorry we couldn't bring you in at this late time of the show, but we want to say we want to thank you for calling, and then you can connect with Dr. Amy J. On her phone line, her direct phone line here in Atlanta. That's going to put a wrap on this week's edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub for the good Dr. Amy J. and our wonderful callers, and many of them are on hold right now. I understand our producer D says we are stacked. We're like Sky Harbor. on when they're trying to send those planes off on the tarmac and on the runway. So we got people backed up, but we want to tell you this. We'll have another time to get with Dr. Amy J. That'll be next month, and you can also call her, go to her Facebook page. She put her numbers out there, and you can re-rack and listen to our program and listen to the information that she posted so you can connect with her in another situation. So we want to thank all of you for calling in today. A reminder, next week, the Gastineau family for the full hour, Mark, Kelly, Big Earn, everybody. We're going to talk about family, positive stuff, and get you in a positive frame of mind. So for our producer, D. Davis, for the good doctor, Dr. Amy J., and for all of us here at VoiceAmericaSports.com, our executive producer, Ray Ellis, and the outstanding founder of VoiceAmericaSports.com, Jeff Spinard. This is Gil Tyree saying so long from the spacious facilities, the great facilities of Georgia Public Broadcasting here in Atlanta. We'll see you next week for another edition of Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Have a great day, a great week. We'll see you next week.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel.